all the wonders of the world, the human brain is probably the most amazing and the most mystifying. Men have ignored it, abused it, accomplished magnificent feats with it. Medical researchers have dissected it, and psychiatrists have psychoanalyzed it. Still, no one really understands what makes it tick. However, experts tell us that no man has ever used more than 0.2% of his full mental capacity. If men like Shakespeare, Beethoven, and Einstein have used only 0.2% of their mental capacities, we ordinary folk must use such a minute part of our brains that it's hardly noticeable. And yet we are told that there are more electrical circuits and more electronic equivalent in a single brain than on all the radio and television stations of the whole world put together. Now that's a lot of wires and a lot of machinery. Here's another comparison which may give you a better idea of the staggering proportions of the human brain. If a man could build the electronic equivalent of the human brain, it would require a building three times the size of the Empire State Building to house it. It would require all the power generated by Niagara Falls to run it, and all the water of Niagara Falls just to cool it. And when it was completed, the monster wouldn't even be able to decide whether you should have waffles or pancakes for breakfast. Only God could have put that much equipment into such a small place as the human head. God has a claim on our lives through the undeniable right of creation. He made us. He created us in the first place. But He even has a higher, stronger claim than that. And it is the right of purchase. For God says, ye are not your own. Ye are bought with a price. 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20. God has bought us not to enslave us, but to free us from the slavery of sin. What was the purchase price? The life of His own Son, freely given that we might live. We read in Romans 5 that God commended His love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Peter wrote, "For as much as ye know that ye are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without spot and without blemish." Yes, friend, we were alienated. We were separated. We were dead in sin to Almighty God. And yet in His grace and mercy, He saw in us that which He desired for Himself. And God the Son became sin on the cross. He who knew no sin took our sin in His body, that He, by the grace of God, could provide us with eternal life. He could provide us with a home in heaven. Oh, friend of mine, will you today use that mental facility that you have? Use that tongue our God has given you. Acknowledge that what the Bible says is truth. And you, as a guilty sinner, deserve His wrath. But rather, you would throw yourself at His mercy and plead the shed blood of Calvary and say, "Lord Jesus, I'll trust You. I'll receive You right now as my Savior." And he who has the Son, the Bible says, has life. May it be so in your case today.